The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to the town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who has given us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water. I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You're right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands. The one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned, were amazed that he was talking with the woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for? Or why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar, went into the town, and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say in 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life. so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. We hear the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me everything I have done. The Samaritans came to him. They invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, but we have heard for ourselves. We know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. For the last 2.5 years, I've fallen in love with being your pastor, and I love being here at Holy Family. But if there is one thing that's tough about living in this area, it's the traffic in the morning and in the afternoon. And in fact, when I was starting to move in, Father Andrew had warned me. He said, "Look, Ricky, the neighbors aren't exactly the friendliest to us here at Holy Family." And I just looked at him and, you know, he was right. And in the last 2.5 years, I've said hi to the neighbors, and about 70% ignore me. 30% say hello. But, you know, being neighbors with people, sometimes we don't really get to know them that well. You know, they've had some very valid concerns about traffic, just like we all do. So I did something for the first time that I haven't done since I've been here at Family, at Holy Family, because there's a little tension right now with their neighbors. So I said, I'm going to go out on Thursday and Friday, and I'm going to be out there directing traffic as pastor. And it was funny because we have told our parents time and time and time again where they could park and where they can't park. Now, the good news is most of our parents are following direction, but you should have seen the look on their eyes, for those who were not, when they saw their pastor out on Rabota Avenue. So it was 90% dads, no surprise there. But something happened on Friday for the very first time. Neighbors who never acknowledged my presence said hello to me. And they actually shook hands. And we introduced each other's names. And what we realized was we all are here on the same team. Now, am I going to be invited to their Christmas parties and block party? Definitely not. But for the very first time, we spoke to each other like humans. I wasn't the evil pastor of Holy Family, but rather I was their neighbor who lived on their block. And that taught me a very valuable lesson that time and time again, we need to hear as disciples of Christ. Because it's very easy to vilify people, is it not? And sometimes we vilify people that we never let our guard down to understand who they truly are, to understand who they are as human beings. And what Jesus did in this gospel is such a beautiful lesson for all of us. Is Jesus breaks all the social norms. And what he does is he loves. He loves unconditionally. And he teaches us that no matter who we are and what we've done, there is nothing in the world that you have done that will separate you from the love of Christ. Because he loves each and every one of you so very much. And because he has called us by name and he loves us, we in return are called to bring that love to those around us. What a beautiful gospel. And our Lord is telling us, your past mistakes do not define who you are. Your past mistakes do not define you. Every single one of us has messed up at some point in our lives. And yet Jesus is wanting you to hear this today and to believe it. He loves you unconditionally. And wouldn't it be amazing if we gave that unconditional love to those around us? Instead of vilifying people, but rather being like Jesus was with that beautiful woman at the well. I love this scene because he's like, yeah, you weren't married once. You were married 5 times. So guess what? Jesus knows everything about us. Every single thing. And he still loves us. What Jesus did was open the love of God to everyone. I mean, what a radical. He was talking to a woman. And he said, you are a beloved child of God. Sometimes we get elitist and we think, you know, oh, look, I'm better than that person or whoever. How often are we guilty of after the week after Christmas, the week after Easter, the Sunday after Ash Wednesday, we think, well, where were those people all throughout the year? As if somehow we're better, right? So the love of Jesus is not open just for all of us here at Mass right now. The love of Christ is freely given to everyone. And that's our mission as disciples, to bring that love of Jesus to those around us. We do not need to earn the love of Jesus. Jesus gives it to you freely. He gives it to you. And the beautiful image of the water, what is that teaching us? We need to stop searching for the answers to our problems, because the answer is in front of us. So many of you have told me right now your anxiety level is way up with world events, right? Me too. Our anxiety level's up just with what's going on in our country, world events. And where do I find the answer? The answer is always Jesus Christ. Because if we listen to what Jesus is telling us to do, we could make those around us feel more loved, more welcomed. So my dear friends, this is the message of today, that Jesus is inviting every single one of us to his kingdom. But yet we are all guilty of times of not bringing people in, but bringing people out because they're different than us. And the Lord is telling us today, love those who need your love the most. Love the outcast. Love the stranger. Love your neighbor that you'll never meet. You even have to love people who vote differently than you. It's hard to do. You're smiling at that one, I noticed. It's hard. So thank God we have Jesus Christ, who loves us despite our mistakes. And he's telling us, come drink some water. Come be fed by the Eucharist. And you will have eternal life in heaven. Amen? So who do you need to love more? Who do you need to love more? Why, Jesus, yes, good answer. That is the answer. But because we need to love Jesus. Let me put it to this way. Who have you been gossiping about, okay? I hope it's not Jesus. Who have you spoken ill about? Who have you shut out of your life? Think of one person right now that our Lord is calling you to love as he loved the woman at the well.